There are some things you should always check, like the hygiene rating on your local takeaway, the setting on your razor, and whether the party actually is fancy dress. The other thing you should check is your Experian credit report, especially if you're looking to borrow money. It lets you understand what lenders see, so you can increase your chances of getting the best deals. It's dead easy to check it, and completely free. See it in seconds. Download the Experian app today.
Produced by Christina Valletta, I'm Joel Martin.
Your community-minded station, 1440 WNYG Babylon, serving Long Island since 1958.
Greetings, wrestling fans. This is NWA ring announcer Gary Michael Capetta welcoming you to WNYG Radio's Pro Wrestling Spotlight.
Hi there, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Very exciting show lined up for you today.
How exciting.
Lots of interesting things here. First of all, we're joined in the studio by the producer of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, who's been with us here since our first program, April 9th, 1989, Bruce Jacobs, also the sports caster here in the morning. Bruce, how you doing?
Okay, John, how are you doing today?
Very excited. Very, very excited. We're also joined by pro wrestler, Broadway Sonny Blaze.
Wouldn't miss today for all the money in the world.
Well, we're just 1 week away from Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend. We have a great show lined up for you today. We will be joined by the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Sting, at the top of this hour. Also scheduled to join us today, Dennis Brent, the editor of Wrestling Wrap-Up for the NWA. And also, hopefully, in the last half hour, we'll have Austin Idol. But before we get into any of that, I have a very big announcement to make, and I know today is perhaps our largest audience ever here at WNYG. We've had a tremendous response over the last several weeks, new callers, new listeners being added daily. We began here at WNYG, as I said earlier, April 9th, 1989. This is our 72nd show here, and we've had a great time, but sometimes all things must come to an end, and today will be the last program of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight here on WNYG. That's the bad news. For us, the good news, we've been just signed to bring the Pro Wrestling Spotlight over to WBAB AM and FM, located in Babylon, New York. Our first show at WBAB will be 2 weeks from today, September 2nd. We have a new time slot. We'll be on each and every week from 10 a.m. till noon, 12:40 a.m. That's the number on the dial, 12:40 a.m. So first and foremost, I really want to sincerely thank Muriel Hornstein, Saul Hornstein, the owners of WNYG, for giving me the opportunity to do a wrestling talk show on the radio here at NYG. We've really enjoyed the time we've spent here. We'll have more thank yous to say at the end of the program. But we're going to get right to all the business here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight for this, our last show. Of course, we have the Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend to talk about, and we're going to return with Sting right after this first commercial break. And we're here with Broadway Sonny Blaze. We'll open up the phone lines in just a little bit at 661-1440-516 area code if you're calling from outside the area. We're now going to take our first commercial break of the day, and when we return, we're going to get right on the phone with the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Sting. Back with the Stinger right after this timeout.
Hi, this is Kerry Von Erich, and you're listening to John Anthony's Pro Wrestling Spotlight.
We'll be right back.
Former NWA World Champion Ric Flair vows revenge as he gets a rematch with the new champion Sting at the Meadowlands Arena Friday night, August 24th. World Championship Wrestling and promoter Gary Juster return to the Meadowlands with a star-studded show. In addition to the main event, see the Steiner brothers try to take the U.S. tag titles from Jim Cornette's Midnight Express. Doom defends the world tag titles. Paulie Dangerously makes his Meadowlands debut managing Mean Mark. And El Gigante will be competing in six-man action with Lex Luger and Junkyard Dog facing the Horsemen. All the other top stars will be appearing at the Meadowlands on Friday, August 24th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now at the Meadowlands box office and all Ticketmaster locations. See the debut of the new NWA World Champion Sting at the Meadowlands Arena on Friday night, August 24th. Don't you dare miss it.
Back with the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, and it is indeed a pleasure and an honor to be on the phone right now with the current NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Stinger. Stinger, how you doing?
What's happening, John? I'm doing good.
Okay, we got two big appearances less than a week away right here in the metropolitan area. First of all, at the Meadowlands, you will be making your debut, and you take on the former six-time NWA World Champion, the man you beat at the Baltimore Bash, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Yep, going for seven.
Okay, are you looking forward to getting him, especially in your first appearance at the Meadowlands?
Well, yeah, I've been saying it on national TV, too. Not only do I always look forward to getting my hands on Ric Flair's neck, but it's always good to come to a new city. You know, I've never wrestled in the Meadowlands, so I'm looking forward to going there and seeing everybody, seeing what kind of people crowd the Meadowlands, and with Ric Flair in the ring and with us in the middle of everything, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Okay, that's going to be a definite big rematch at the Meadowlands, but the day after the Meadowlands, at the Royce Hotel at LaGuardia Airport, we just got off the phone with them just a little while ago, and they're saying that the response that they've gotten for this event to meet Sting in person at the Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend has been the biggest response they've gotten, including baseball card shows with Hall of Famers. The calls are pouring in daily. Is this the first type of show of this nature that you've done here in the New York area?
Yeah, I think it is. I think I've done something similar to that in the Baltimore area, but on a smaller scale. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to something like this, and I'm going to make it worth their while. You better believe I will. You know,
well,
looking forward to it.
All the little Stingers will be out there. We'll have a Sting lookalike contest. And
even the medium size, large size, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter to you what size the Stingers come in, I'm sure. As a matter of fact, I got a call from Michigan yesterday. A girl's going to drive there 19 hours just to get there to meet you.
Wow.
So you're getting the response from all over the country, and everybody's excited about the Stinger appearing.
I better not be a letdown, should I?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, Stinger.
I'm going to have it together. Yeah, no, it's going to be worth everybody's while.
Well, we expect over 2,000 people there that day to say hello to you. Other than that, this title match, the Horsemen are still going after you. They're still plotting against you.
Well, it's been a long time since the world title has been out of the Horsemen family.
Right.
It's been years.
So I guess you'll have the dudes with attitudes watching your back, not only for this appearance, but future appearances as well.
Well, you know, they call us dudes with attitudes. They call us the posse. They call us, we've been called so many different things. It doesn't really matter what you call us, but yeah. I'm sure that JYD and Paul Orndorff and Total Package himself probably peek through those curtains there and watch what's going on in the middle of the ring, just waiting, especially if I start to get the upper hand. You know, they're gonna be peeking through and making sure that no dirty deeds happen, you know?
Well, we know what you're talking about. And how's the knee doing, Sting?
The knee is doing phenomenal. It after I wrestled Flair for the first time on July 7th, for the world title, it swelled up a little bit for about 2 or 3 weeks after that, and it was kind of hard to bend it for a while, kind of hard to train in the gym, and it sort of hindered me in the ring a little bit, but it's gone down now, and it was just a shock after 5.5 months of doing nothing except for the therapy, and then all of a sudden getting in the ring, and especially with somebody like Ric Flair, it swelled up, but it's doing good. Fantastic now.
Great. Well, you came back real quick from that injury. It shows that your training and the phenomenal ability that you have in the ring helped heal this injury quicker than anybody anticipated. One final thing. You are scheduled to wrestle A man by the name of the Black Scorpion, September 5th, Clash of the Champions 12. Do you know anything about this opponent at all?
So far, I know absolutely nothing about him, but I'm sort of thinking that the Horsemen probably have something to do with it. I'm not sure who he is. I'm not even sure how big he is or what his style in the ring is all about. So I'm not really sure how I would prepare for something like that, but hey, you know, I'll be there.
Well, let's just hope it's just not another ploy of the Horsemen trying to start in again.
You know, like I said, you know, we've got all the guys hanging out, everyone. You know, the thing is, every one of us, you know, some like JYD, Paul Orndorff, and the Total Package, a lot of people that I bump into, no matter what city I'm in the United States, all got tired of these big shows, these Clash of Champions, these pay-per-views, and world title matches, U.S. title matches, and never a clear-cut winner, you know, a one-on-one situation. And so nobody has to go through that sort of rip-off type of feel there. I just wanted to make it a clear-cut situation, you know, a contest. So everyone knew that there would be a winner one way or another, and that's exactly what I did, and that's exactly the way it's going to be in the Meadowlands and everywhere else.
Well, we just wish you the best of luck. And just one final thing. You've been world champion for a little over a month. Has it sunk in yet that you now hold the oldest and most prestigious world title in wrestling?
You know, sometimes it hits me like a ton of bricks, and it's an overwhelming type of feeling, you know, especially when you walk through an airport and you walk through hotels, restaurants, wherever, and people used to say Sting, now they say Champ, you know, just to hear the name Champ is kind of a weird feeling for me, you know. And so sometimes it sinks in, other times, you know, I feel the same. Some people say that I'm in more of the limelight now because there's a lot more TV, newspapers, magazines, radio, you name it. A lot of people want to talk to me now, but, you know, I'm the same guy. I'm not going to change. My style in the ring, outside the ring, nothing will change. But I am very, very proud to have the world title and represent the National Wrestling Alliance. And I'm very proud and happy that it was against somebody like Ric Flair, somebody of his stature. You know, six times world heavyweight champion. It's an unreal feeling.
Well, best of luck with your rematch with Flair at the Meadowlands, and I'm sure all the thousands of fans are looking forward to seeing you face-to-face at the Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend. Stinger, thank you very much for your time.
All right, John. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Back with the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, the Stinger. We're going to return right after this commercial timeout. We'll be on the phone, hopefully, with Don Liable. We're going to open up the phone lines in just a little bit for your calls and comments here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. 661-1440 is the number to call. We'll return with more right after this timeout. Body Slam Sports Promotions, in conjunction with the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, present this final Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend update. The contracts are signed, the response has been phenomenal, and the countdown is down to 6 days till the biggest wrestling fans gathering in history. Saturday, August 25th, and Sunday, August 26th, from noon till 5 p.m. at the Royce Hotel, across from LaGuardia Airport in Queens, appearing live in person, pro wrestling superstars, including Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m., NWA World Champion Sting. Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m., Terry Funk and Cactus Jack. Sunday, stars appearing include Bruno Sammartino, Big John Studd, Ox Baker, Paul E. Dangerously, and returning will be Cactus Jack, Terry Funk, plus many others. Admission, just $5 per day. Autograph prices will range from absolutely free to $6. Photos with the stars available. Over 50 top dealers from around the country will be there with all kinds of wrestling memorabilia. The Monster Factory will hold open pro wrestling tryouts. A private dinner will take place with Terry Funk and Chris Cruz, and a question and answer session with top wrestlers and wrestling journalists. A few seats remain for the SummerSlam bus trip at $60 per person. The Meadowlands trip is sold out. Call 226-3366, 226-3366 tomorrow. For more information, we'll see you next week at the Royce Hotel for Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend, a Body Slam Sports promotion. Back with the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, and just a few quick notes before we get on the line with Dennis Brent, who's the editor of Wrestling Wrap-Up for the NWA. Tomorrow night at the Nassau Coliseum, 8 p.m., A great card of wrestling taking place. Big Boss Man takes on Ted DiBiase, Superfly Jimmy Snuka. We'll meet Hercules. Rugged Ronnie Garvin takes on the Barbarian. The Rockers, questionable right now because I believe, what is it, Sonny? Shawn Michaels? One of the guys got hurt, I know that.
I don't know
nothing about it, but I've heard through the grapevine one of the guys have been injured, and I believe you're on standby for tomorrow night.
Correct.
Beautiful. Hopefully you'll see you in action tomorrow. Well, the Rockers scheduled to take on Orient Express. In the main event, we have a tremendous matchup featuring Rick Rude. He's the former Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. He'll team up with the current Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion of the WWF, Mr. Perfect. They take on the Ultimate Warrior, who is the world champion of the WWF, and his partner, making his debut at the Nassau Coliseum, the Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich. Great night of wrestling tomorrow night at the Nassau Coliseum. And, of course, I believe some tickets are still available. It should be a great show. We're going to get right on the line right now with the editor of the Wrestling Wrap-Up, the official publication of the NWA and World Championship Wrestling. We're on the line with Dennis Brent. Dennis, how are you?
Hello, John. How are you today?
Welcome to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. You picked a good time to be here. Our last program at this radio station will be moving down the road a piece to WBAB, AM, and FM in just 2 weeks from now. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Great, thanks. I understand you're going to have a much bigger audience.
Yeah, our signal will be traveling further out into New Jersey, Bronx, Queens, Staten Island. We're looking forward to it a great deal. We're also joined on the line right now by one of the top independent wrestling journalists in the business, Don Leibel from Utica, New York. Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am, John. Thank you very much, and hello to you, Dennis.
Hello, John.
So, Dennis, the publication looks better and better each time out. How long have you been affiliated with World Championship Wrestling?
With WCW, it's been about 2 years. Been involved in wrestling for about 6 years.
Uh-huh. You did have other publications before this?
Right. I was associated with the Crocketts, and I was associated before that with Bill Watts and the UWF, and before that with the Von Erichs down in Texas. So I've kind of worked my way up.
Well, the publication, first and foremost, let me just commend you on it. Since you did take over the reins over there at Wrestling Wrap-Up, the publication is a lot slicker to look at, very colorful, and I believe you might have some good news upcoming. I've heard rumors to the fact that the Wrestling Wrap-Up might be available on newsstands soon.
Well, that's in the working stages at this time. We don't have any definite plans on, you know, a definite date on when that will start, but when I'm in New York this next week, we'll be talking with some people about that. I believe that it will first be available in the New York area, so your audience, you know, will have first crack at it.
Well, that's great news. Hopefully that'll work out, and I understand you will also be covering the Meadowlands is coming Friday night, a big show there, Sting versus Flair for the world title. Great rematch there from the Great American Bash. And also, I understand you might be covering Sting's appearance at the Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend next week.
That's right. I hear you're going to have quite a weekend there, so we would like to do a story and get some pictures and cover it in the next issue of the Wrap-Up.
Well, that's great. Just on the response we've gotten for this convention and the opportunity to see Sting live in person next week, next Saturday, there's one girl that's coming in driving 19 hours from Michigan.
Wow.
Just to say hello to Sting. And that's just some of the response. One of the instances that we are talking about today, that's a long haul to meet your favorite wrestler, but
yeah,
I guess it's going to be worth it.
There's some great fans out there. I know that at the Bash in Baltimore, there were people that came, you know, literally from all over the country and Canada as well. So, you know, we appreciate all of our fans. I know Sting is real excited about wrestling in New York and, you know, seeing those fans for the first time as well.
Yeah, this is his debut match at the Meadowlands, so it should be really exciting. Don, I understand you might have a couple questions for Dennis as well.
You know, Dennis, boggles the mind of how many radio and television stations and newspapers there are in the metropolitan area. And in an event such as this in the number one media market, in the case of the Meadowlands, I'm curious to know what kind, if any, special chores on your part have to be implemented to handle, I'm sure, the hundreds, or at least 100, I'd say, of people requesting press credentials. It really must make your job a little bit more hectic.
Yeah, the last time we were in the Meadowlands, I did have a logistic nightmare in a sense, but since then we've added two people to our public relations staff. So they will be handling the newspapers, the radio, and the TV, and I will deal with the photographers. So it's going to be, even more organized now. More people to handle the situation, and I think we're ready to take it on.
About how many? Just to give a rough estimate, how many requests would you get for press credentials for an event in New York?
The Meadowlands is usually the largest, and I believe I had something like 28 requests for ringside photography passes, which, of course, if we let all 28 people come down to ringside, then the people wouldn't get to see the matches. So, that some of them will be handled on a rotation basis. The mainline wrestling magazines will be down there most of the time. We have set up a press section for newspapers and for the Japanese press so that they can get their pictures from slightly above and down into the ring. And, the main thing is that we want the people to get a clear view of what's happening in the ring, even though we do enjoy the coverage. So we've just kind of had to balance it out a little bit.
Earlier you were talking about where your career has gone in the wrestling business, and from myself, a collector's standpoint, I found it very interesting collecting the programs that you put out when you were with the World Class and with UWF. Tell us, over the years now, perhaps some of the more interesting events or that you've covered or people that you've met.
Gee, that's a tough one just off the top of my head, but I have met really most of the personalities in this business. I feel real fortunate in that, and some of them have become very good friends, and others are just business acquaintances, and then others I keep my distance from just because of who they are. But off the top of my head, I'd have to think about I know in the UWF that was just a constant source of entertainment for me, because it was just such a great period. But I see that, more and more of those stars are starting to come back into the NWA. I know Terry Taylor will be starting with us on September the 4th, and he will be Terry Taylor, the Terry Taylor we once knew, and we're looking forward to that. There's been so many feuds over the years. I just have to think about that for a minute.
Well, one thing that comes to mind is rather out of the ordinary wedding that you attended.
Oh, right. That was, for those that don't know, that was the October 25th, 1987, I believe. That was Halloween night when Eddie Gilbert married Missy Hyatt. And nobody knew it was going to be a wedding. It was a costume party, and we all went in costume. And Eddie was in a tux. Missy was in a wedding gown, which was their costumes, and then they announced to everybody that they were going to get married, and they thought they were just kidding around, but sure enough, because the preacher was in a costume too, but it was a real preacher, and they really got married.
That's great.
But that was real unusual, because a lot of the wrestlers came in different kinds of costumes that was pretty amusing. I know Terry Taylor wore Skandor Akbar's turban thing, and the Akbar came in somebody else's thing. Everybody just kind of switched around. It was pretty funny.
Okay, Don, any closing comments from you, sir?
No, John. I'd just like to say I'm glad to see the wrestling wrap-up continue to grow and look forward to it doing well on the newsstands in the near future.
Well, I appreciate it. You'll be at the show, I assume.
I'll be down in the city, yes.
Okay, great. We'll see you then.
Don, we'll see you next weekend at the Wrestling Fans
Thank
Fantasy
you very
Weekend.
Thank you very much, John. Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, that was Don Leibel, and we're still on with Dennis Brent, who operates a wrestling wrap-up. We're going to open up the phone lines right now. If you have any questions for Dennis or any questions at all in general about pro wrestling, let's take a first caller right now at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, John.
Yeah.
It's John from Massapequa.
How you doing?
All right, just first, Shawn Michaels was the injured rocker because he blew his knee, and he should be back by SummerSlam.
Well, that's great news to hear.
All right.
Any questions for our guest?
All right, did he, do you know if Michaels can't make SummerSlam, who a replacement might be?
I have no idea. Maybe Sonny Blaze. Who the heck knows? All right, take care now.
All right, and what time are you moving to?
We'll be at WBAB, AM, and FM beginning September 2nd 10 a.m. till noon. It's on 1240 on the radio dial.
All right, on Sunday.
Thanks for your call. 661-1440, a bunch of hilarious listeners out there in Farmingdale.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a lot of fun.
Oh, we have a lot of fun here every week here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. 661-1440 is the number to call. We do have a couple open lines right now. Any questions about the NWA you'd like to ask? Let's take another call right now. 661-1440. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, John. Vinny from West Babylon. How you doing?
Hi, Vinny. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm picking it up loud and clear here in Point Lookout.
Oh, Point Lookout today.
Yep.
Okay.
Point Lookout today.
Great. So I guess today you're Vinny from Point Lookout.
Today, Vinny from Point Lookout. You got it. I was going to ask you, does Paul Lee have stock in the China Club or something? Every Saturday morning seems to be mentioned an awful lot.
Well, Dennis, would you like to handle that one?
Well, I don't think he actually owns stock, but he likes to pat people on the back so that when he goes into the China Club, they take good care of him.
I see.
Paul has promised me that I will get a visit there, so I'll see what he's talking about.
It is a great club. I've been in there several times, and Dennis, you'd certainly enjoy it if you ever had the opportunity.
Of course, we'll see if when we get to the door if they actually let him in or not.
Yeah, that's true.
John, I was also watching, I think it was IWA, and referring to Larry Cameron, and the announcers happened to say, I think it was last week, that Larry Cameron has beaten Hulk Hogan many, many times. I don't know if you heard that quote.
I'm not familiar with him beating Hogan. No, it might have happened early in his career.
I thought that Larry Cameron's only been wrestling for about a year.
I don't think that's a true statement.
And did you?
I don't know for sure, though, Vinny.
And did anybody hear anything about Axe and Hawk, Axe of Demolition and Hawk of the Road Warriors, of course, the LOD, having a fracas in the dressing room?
No, I have not heard that.
All right, happy to hear that in the 976-111 number.
Okay.
And somebody ought to tell us...
Well, they also mentioned on that number that Ricky Steamboat recently won the ICW title.
That's true. That's true. And also somebody ought to tell Jim Ross that Andre, I believe, is about 7'5". He spoke this weekend and that Andre was 6'9" or 6'10".
Oh, okay.
Did, I don't know if you heard that also.
I did not see that, no.
Okay, John. Anything else?
That's about it. We'll see you at the Fantasy Weekend next week.
Fantasy Weekend, John. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dennis, I have a question for you. Yesterday on wrestling on TBS, Jim Ross did mention that Larry Zbyszko will be appearing next week. I know there have been some maybe holdups in those negotiations. Can you give us any current status on that, as you know?
That taping took place last week, and Larry Zbyszko was not there.
Okay. Okay, fine. So, we assume those negotiations are still ongoing.
Well,
they might have halted.
They may be over at this point.
Okay, fine. All right, but I just wanted to clear that up. Thank you very much for that information. Let's take another call for Dennis here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Do you know any new WF wrestlers that have become new people who are going to be coming into WF?
Right now, they just finished a bunch of signings, including Tony Atlas, etc. I don't know anyone else knew who they're looking at right now, but you never know. Thanks for your call. 661-1440 is the number to call here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. And obviously, as you see, Dennis, we do have a lot of WWF fans out there.
Well, I can understand that's a part of the country, and that's why we're going up there, is to show them a different brand of wrestling.
Well, I'm sure everybody who gets the opportunity to see the NWA will thoroughly enjoy it. Let's take another call for Dennis. Right here at 661-1440. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to know what wrestlers are going to be coming into the NWA soon.
Dennis, you have any scoops for us?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. You know, as you've seen on TV, there's new faces in every week. Hector Guerrero recently started.
Ivan Koloff was on TV yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if he's around, you know, for the long term. I was surprised to see him there myself. But there's a new tag team called the Master Blasters that will be debuting at the Clash, which nobody seems to know much about. One of them is 6'10", and he's built like Lex Luger. The other is a little smaller, but he's equally built. And the strange thing about these guys is that they live in a junkyard in Atlanta. Now, I went out there to do an interview with them, and they threw beer bottles at me, so I left. I don't know too much about them. The Nasty Boys were at the TV taping last week, and you'll be seeing them in the upcoming weeks.
Great.
Terry Taylor will be starting.
I heard Austin Idol was coming in. Is that true?
There's been some discussion. He hasn't been at a taping yet, but, you know, that would be somebody that I think we'd like to see.
Great. I think Austin is a great competitor.
Yeah.
Caller, where are you calling from, sir?
Syosset.
From Syosset. First time caller for you?
Yes.
Okay. How'd you hear about us?
My friend heard about you. He read in the National, I think, or something.
Okay, great. All right. Listen, thanks for your call.
One more question?
Sure.
All right. How does that thing on Big Van Vader's helmet work?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, that's a good question. I've taken a lot of pictures of that, and I still hadn't figured that one out yet.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks for your call. All right, we're going to take another couple of calls for Dennis before we get back with our next segment here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Open line right now, and let's take another call for Dennis from Wrestling Wrap-Up. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? It's John from Mineola.
Hi, John. First-time caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was going to ask about Federation, but since you got an NWA person, I want to know what's going on with the Freebirds. What's up with all the stupid makeup?
I mean, Dennis, you can touch that one. I won't touch it.
Is it temporary, or are they going to, you know, switch back to the way they were?
Well, it might just be a phase they're going through.
I hope it is.
I'm not quite sure. I've known the Freebirds for a long time, and this is like the farthest they've ever gotten from what they originally stood for.
Because I can't believe Michael Hayes is doing this.
Yeah, I asked Michael Hayes about that, and he goes, hey, it takes a real man to wear lipstick.
Yeah, it certainly does. Listen, thanks for your call.
No problem.
Call back again when we're on WBABAM, 1240 on the dial, September 2nd, and that's 10 a.m. till noon. We have 2 hours at the news station, which we're excited about. Let's take one more call, 661-1440, an open line right now if you're trying to get through. And there it goes. We'll take it right now. Last caller for Dennis Prindon, the NWA. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is John Sozio from Yonkers.
Hi, John. How are you?
Fine.
First-time caller?
No, this is my second time. I called last week about Lord Humongous and Crush.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering. I heard from my friend that they said that the Night Stalker was Lord Humongous.
Don't really know.
Because my friend said he heard it. He picks it up better than me. But I just wanted to say, if whoever said that, I have a tape of it, and I looked. The Night Stalker has a tattoo on his left shoulder. Lord Humongous doesn't, and the Lord Humongous is about 3 or 4 inches taller than him, so there's no truth to that from what I can see. And I was also wondering, last night I was watching the NWA, and I saw Sid Vicious come out at the match between Z-Man and Pillman against the Midnight Express.
Yeah, he cleaned the house in there.
Yeah, he sure did. I was just wondering, is there any chance of maybe him turning now?
No, I think Sid Vicious basically is going to continue on his quest for the world title and perhaps even the U.S. title. It looks like there's no stopping him right now. He gets more awesome every week, and even the Midnight Express, he cleaned house with them. He threw Cornette across the ring yesterday.
Yeah, I'll tell you something interesting about that is that Bobby Eaton is fairly upset about that.
Yeah, we're listening to her.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Eaton is fairly upset about that situation. Now, that doesn't mean that the Midnight Express is turning, but he's got this personal issue now with Sid. And, you know, the fact that he hit Bobby, the fact that he threw Cornette to the floor doesn't make him happy.
Well, Vicious certainly doesn't have any friends right now, nor do I think he wants any, with the exception of the Horsemen.
Right.
Listen, we got to go. Thanks for your call.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Dennis, we really appreciate the time you've given us today and looking forward to seeing you next weekend. It's going to be a great time, not only at the Meadowland Show, but also at the Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you again then and your listeners, and it should be great.
Okay, Dennis, thanks for your time today.
All right.
Bye-bye. Dennis Brent, the editor of the Wrestling Wrap-Up, the NWA's official publication. Sonny, how you doing, man? I'm looking forward to seeing you possibly. Are you going to be on TV tonight, or I know you just finished a series of matches. You're going to be upcoming.
Keep your eye open very carefully. You'll see me on the show tonight.
Okay, that's on the USA special. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for you at 661-1440, area code 516. From around the area, kind of a sentimental day here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, our last broadcast from this radio station. More information about that. And if you have any questions for Sonny Blaze, who is a WWF wrestler, one of the top young stars, just give him a call at 661-1440. We'll return with more right after this.
Attention, this is Sergeant Slaughter, and you're listening to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Anthony on 1440 WNYG. Don't touch that dial, and that's an order.
NWA World.
World Champion Ric Flair vows revenge as he gets a rematch with the new champion Sting at the Meadowlands Arena Friday night, August 24th. World Championship Wrestling and promoter Gary Juster return to the Meadowlands with a star-studded show. In addition to the main event, see the Steiner Brothers try to take the U.S. tag titles from Jim Cornette's Midnight Express. Doom defends the world tag titles. Paulie Dangerously makes his Meadowlands debut managing Mean Mark. And El Gigante will be competing in six-man action with Lex Luger and Junkyard Dog facing the Horsemen. All the other top stars will be appearing at the Meadowlands on Friday, August 24th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now at the Meadowlands box office and all Ticketmaster locations. See the debut of the new NWA World Champion Sting at the Meadowlands Arena on Friday night, August 24th. Don't you dare miss it. Body Slam Sports Promotions, in conjunction with the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, present this final Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend update. The contracts are signed, the response has been phenomenal, and the countdown is down to 6 days till the biggest wrestling fans gathering in history. Saturday, August 25th, and Sunday, August 26th, from noon till 5 p.m. at the Royce Hotel, across from LaGuardia Airport in Queens, appearing live in person, pro wrestling superstars, including Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m., NWA World Champion Sting. Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m., Terry Funk and Cactus Jack. Sunday, stars appearing include Bruno Sammartino, Big John Studd, Ox Baker, Paul E. Dangerously, and returning will be Cactus Jack, Terry Funk, plus many others. Admission, just $5 per day. Autograph prices will range from absolutely free to $6. Photos with the stars available. Over 50 top dealers from around the country will be there with all kinds of wrestling memorabilia. The Monster Factory will hold open pro wrestling tryouts. A private dinner will take place with Terry Funk and Chris Cruz, and a question and answer session with top wrestlers and wrestling journalists. A few seats remain for the SummerSlam bus trip at $60 per person. The Meadowlands trip is sold out. Call 226-3366, 226-3366 tomorrow. For more information, we'll see you next week at the Royce Hotel for Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend, a Body Slam Sports promotion.
Hi, this is Bruce Jacobs. Twice a day here on 1440 WNYG, I host the Sports Roundup. Each weekday morning at 8:25, I have all the previous day's action, stories, and scores. And at 5:25, I have a preview of all the day's upcoming sports action. So if you want more than just the score, if you're interested in the spectacular, the unbelievable, and the unusual, join me twice a day at 8:25 a.m. and 5:25 p.m. for the Sports Roundup, the most comprehensive sports report on Long Island.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Back with the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, our last program here. There will be no show anywhere next week as far as the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Of course, it is Wrestling Fans Fantasy Weekend, but we start up at WBABAM, 1240 a.m. on the dial, 2 weeks from today, 10 a.m. to noon. Get it, Sonny.
Yeah, I have a question for you, John. Now, if this weekend is successful, I guess, I don't know, financially or what, is this going to become... Is this going to become an annual event?
Oh, sure. We're going to try to do the next one at a hotel in New York City and also tie in a couple of wrestling cards right there at the hotel. Can you imagine that?
I can imagine that.
It should be a lot of fun.
I've wrestled in shopping malls and bars. I can imagine anything.
That's right. That's the early days of your career. Now you're wrestling in front of thousands. That's progress for you, folks. Let's take a call right now. Frank from Lindenhurst, you're on the air.
How are you doing?
Good.
I was wondering what happened. I heard something about Terry Gordy passing out in Japan when he was teaming with Dr. Death.
Yeah, he's fine now. He had a little bit of a scare over there. He wrestled. He started drinking on an empty stomach. Also was on some medication, codeine, I believe. And he just passed out, lapsed into a coma for a few hours. His heart stopped, so I guess you'd call that a little scare.
Yeah.
But he's back, and he's a rough, tough individual, and he's
heading back over to Japan to complete his current tour there.
Do you ever think Dr. Death is going to come back to the NWA?
I'd certainly love to see that, because Dr. Death is a great wrestler, a great brawler, and I would expect to see him back in the States soon.
Okay, great. Thank you. You got a great show.
Thank you very much, okay. Frank.
Bye-bye.
661-1440 is the number to call. 516 area code. Let's go to Bob from Seaford. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good.
First time caller from Seaford.
Thank you.
I got a couple of questions for you. First of all, I heard Ivan Koloff. Is he still in the NWA or what? I heard he's already out.
Okay, Ivan Koloff, he is coming in. He did appear at the TV tape. He's not out, but he's not going to be working on a full-time basis. He's going to do some TV slots. He's going to do some house shows. He's not a full-time wrestler by any means.
Okay, and another question. Concerning Tugboat, what's the story on him? Did he get hurt or something, I heard?
Tugboat was injured in a match with the Earthquake. He's pulled out of SummerSlam. Depending on his future, I don't know where his future is right now with the WWF. Hopefully, he'll be back with them soon.
Okay, good. I have a question for Sonny, if I could.
Go right ahead.
Sonny.
Yeah.
Who do you think is tougher, the Warlord or Mr. Perfect?
Mr. Perfect, without a doubt.
You know, I heard that too. I had to check with you, though.
Out of everyone I've ever wrestled, nobody commanded perfect timing the way Kurt Hennig did.
Wow, okay. Listen, guys, thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's why he's one of the champions, because he is such a great and perfect craftsman in the ring.
And I want to tell you, it's a rough choice between he and Rick Rude.
That's right.
Who's actually better?
That's some tag team. I can't wait to see that tomorrow night.
I can't wait either.
I'm looking forward to that match a great deal. Incidentally, speaking of the WWF, we do have the next four dates for Madison Square Garden. We promised listeners last week we'd get it. They return to Madison Square Garden on September 21st. After that, it's October 19th, November 24th, and December 28th. It's all on the weekend, so the Garden will be running on the weekends from here on until the rest of the year. Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to get back on the line, and we're going to speak to a couple more callers. Let's talk to Vinny from Copeg. Hi, you're on the air.
Hiya, John. How you doing?
Good, Vinny. How are you?
Okay. I just want to clear up one thing. You had mentioned earlier about the Nassau Coliseum show being at 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yes.
It's 7:30 p.m.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't want Senator to show up late for his match.
No, I'm sure he's going to be there probably about 4 or 5 o'clock, but for myself, thank you very much, because I don't want to get there late and miss any of the action.
Right.
Hey, Vinny, I have a question for you. Still affiliated with Cassette Wrestling News?
Yes, I'm on a little sabbatical right now.
Oh, okay.
Were you able to find out last Saturday what happened to the NWA show?
Yes, I did, a matter of fact. And what happened with that is that it was a TBS error. Tape was not delivered in time.
Uh-huh.
For whoever fault it was, you got to put the blame on TBS for that one.
And one other thing I wanted to clear up, Vinny from West Babylon had been talking about Andre the Giant before, about being 7'5", and he is billed at 7'5".
Well, he's actually, no Skylo Low, right?
Yeah, he's actually about 6'10".
Okay.
So I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay, no, John. Brother, I stood next to this man. This man is 7'4" or 5" easy. His ass was up at my chest. I'm sorry.
Well, it's our last show here, so I guess we can't get condemned for that remark.
I apologize.
His derriere, Sonny.
Okay.
Derriere, like I said. That's
John, best of luck to you over at WBAB.
Hey, thank you, Vinny. Hopefully we'll hear from you over there.
I will. Bye-bye.
All righty. So that's Vinny, who brought out the derriere of Andre the Giant. Let's get on the phone right now with Jim. Jim, how you doing?
How you doing, John?
Great.
I just wanted to call in and do a little bit of a public service here for the last show. I heard someone call in earlier asking about the original Lord Humongous.
Yeah.
Now, that was Sid Vicious.
Yeah, right. We cleared that up last week when someone mentioned
it. Right. But what he was talking about was the fact that there was a Lord Humongous, which was a copy in the AWA a few months ago, and that was the Night Stalker. So I'm not sure which Lord Humongous he saw, whether it was Sid Vicious or whether it was a Night Stalker.
But the only thing I have to say about Humongous is probably the size of Andre's derriere. Humongous.
Oh, I had a question for Sonny. Is it true, the rumors I've heard that when this Rick Rude Ultimate Warrior feud finishes up, that you're going to be the number one contender to the World Heavyweight title?
Uh-oh.
I don't even want to be the number one contender.
Not at this point, anyhow.
Oh, I had another question.
Jim, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
You're calling from a tin can today?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. It sounds a little tinny, but that's okay.
Oh, actually, I'm calling from my extension phone.
Oh, okay. You probably have one of them portable jobs.
It's one of those $4 Salvage City jobs.
Ah, I gotcha.
I wanted to ask you, what are they doing with Ronnie Garvin? Because I saw him, he's really gone very low. I saw him on the show, I forget whether it was today or yesterday, he was teaming with some bum against Demolition.
Well, Ronnie's really not really wrestling any of the... He's not doing too well, let's put it that way. Okay, Jim, listen, I hate to cut you off, but we got lots of calls to take today.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, John.
Bye-bye. 661-1440 is the number to call at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. This, our last show. Yeah, I was very nervous before I went on the air today. Did you notice that?
You were wringing your hands.
I was wringing my hands. I was a little shaky. Yeah.
You're
I just wanted
well
to get
now.
The words out. I was a little, upset.
Can I mention...
It's kind of a sentimental day.
Oh, yeah. Can I mention a tag team partner?
Go right ahead.
Last Wednesday, I wrestled the Orient Express with Shane Douglas as my partner.
Unbelievable.
And I felt really
But
lucky.
Shane is a great partner.
Well, yeah, I felt, you know, lucky to be his partner. You know, he gave me a lot of advice before the match, none of which I actually used once I got in there. But I just thought that it was nice, you know, that getting to work with somebody who's
been around and has a lot of wins under his belt.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it'll rub off.
I hope so.
Well, we also like to thank you, Sonny, for coming in today, because I know you hosted the co-hosted the show with us most of the first year that we were here, and we appreciate all the good things you've done for us over the past year.
This show's developed like a pro wrestling spotlight family attitude,
right?
You know, and we've been on bus trips together, we've hung out, and I want to apologize to a few of your listeners. In the past, they've asked me if I can get autographs. It's just a really unprofessional thing to do.
Especially since you are another wrestler.
Yeah, so...
Well,
I
it's
apologize.
Even... I've gotten many requests myself, basically, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's take a couple more calls here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. We have Frank from Westbury. And, Frank, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wondering, is it true that Hacksaw Jim Duggan cuts his 2x4s 3/4 of the way before he hits his opponent over the head with him?
Where'd you hear this?
I got it in this newsletter that I collect.
Ignore that.
Yeah, I think you should ignore that.
With the way he tosses that 2x4 around, what would hold it together?
Because I know if you hit somebody over the head with a 2x4, it ain't gonna crack.
Well, I don't know too much about that situation. I don't know where he gets his lumber from, but maybe we could check it out. And
it has a special carrying case.
Yes, it does. It's called Hacksaw Lumber. Listen, thanks for your call, Bob. We appreciate the call here to Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Frank, rather. I believe. I'm getting all confused here today, but Mike from Seaford, you're next.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great.
All right. I have a question about Kerry Von Erich.
Go right ahead.
What do we think the chances are? Is he definitely going to get the belt or what?
I think he's got a pretty good shot of taking the title from Henning. I really do.
All right. And I have a question for Sonny.
Go right ahead.
Hi, Sonny.
Hi. How you been?
All right. What's the general attitude of the other wrestlers towards Kerry Von Erich, you know, automatically getting the shot at the belt, and it looks like he's going to win it? What's the attitude towards him of the other guys that are already there?
I really don't know.